I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Next week, we'll offer West Virginia hunters another opportunity to put a mess of venison in the freezer for the long winter ahead. We'll talk about it coming up in just a moment.
The bugle of the bull elk once rang throughout elk country, almost all of North America. As this land was settled, elk and other wildlife came dangerously close to extinction. Conservationists and hunters have helped wildlife populations rebound. Today, elk number nearly a million, but loss of habitat still poses a very real threat to their future. To help ensure the future of wildlife in wild places, call the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at 1-800-CALL-ELK or visit us on the web at rmef.org.
The traditional antlerless hunting season for West Virginia opens next week across the Mountain State in the various counties where they are having a doe season. Dick Hall with the West Virginia DNR tells us this is a season that has long worked well, even after the doe hunting has been liberalized in other counties.
That's the traditional antlerless deer season that we've had for years. However, people have been able to use the first 2 weeks of the buck season in selected counties to also harvest antlerless deer. The only difference is next week is the fact that it's available both on public and private land. During the buck season, it was antlerless hunting in selected counties was only available on private land. So public land will now be available next week as well as private land to hunt antlerless deer in those various counties.
The antlerless season here is not exactly a highly anticipated week for hunters, as it may have been at one time. That is because, as Hall mentioned, the opportunities to kill a doe have been vastly expanded in many West Virginia counties. But he says that doesn't quell the interest in the doe hunting week.
People, they spend the buck season. They traditionally, it's been traditional that they hunt bucks. So a lot of people will continue to hunt bucks and wait until the traditional antlerless deer season to harvest an antlerless deer. So we get a significant number of deer killed that the week of the original antlerless deer season. However, we have picked up a lot of antlerless deer during the two-week buck season on private land, and I think this has probably saved some of our bucks and allowed them to increase in age as a result of people taking an antlerless deer and then being leaving the woods.
Deer management in West Virginia, and anywhere for that matter, depends upon hunters killing does, whether they've seen a lot of them during the hunting season or not.
That's reproductive. You're actually, when you're taking a doe out, you're taking the reproductive potential out of that population. And by this time, most of the does are already bred. So in a sense, you're removing next year's young as well when you're taking a doe.
And over time, hunters have slowly learned that this does work.
We're seeing more and more of this, people understanding that management involves the harvest of antlerless deer. And actually, in some cases, you can actually stimulate reproduction by reducing the number of deer on the land.
Carefully check your regulations and make certain that you have a Class N permit, which actually this year is not county-specific. In some of those counties, you can kill up to 2 does a day. But again, make sure. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.